Germans are preparing for parliamentary elections in September. Just a few months ago, it seemed certain that German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's Social Democrats would be re-elected handily. But with the German economy in recession, the latest polls show Edmund Stoiber, a populist governor from Bavaria, tied with Schröder. The opposition Christian Democrats will likely choose Stoiber as their candidate for prime minister. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
Yesterday was a bad day for Gerhard Schröder. First, his economics ministry projected a weak growth rate for 2002. Then his labor minister announced that Germany's unemployment rate is about to hit 10%. Schröder called a news conference to address the problems. His wrinkled forehead belied his upbeat statement.
December 1997.
The chancellor reminded reporters that unemployment today is lower than it was in 1997, 1 year before he was elected. Back then, Schröder promised the voters he'd reduce unemployment to 3.5 million. It's now close to 4 million, except in one part of the country, Bavaria. In the clean and tidy streets of Munich, where brass bands mingle with prosperous Bavarians, the people gush when describing their state governor, Edmund Stoiber.
I like him. He's popular. He has good ideas. He's strong where it's necessary.
I think he likes families, and that's important for me.
His rhetorical talent is extraordinary.
What's more extraordinary are the statistics. Unemployment in the southern German state is 5%, half the national average. It's the fastest growing economy in the country. The schools are regarded as among the best in Europe, and major high-tech companies like Apple and Microsoft have their European headquarters here. But it's not just the economy that makes Bavaria's governor appealing. Peter Koff, who has written a biography on Edmund Stoiber, explains.
Bavaria is a very traditional and conservative part of Germany. And Edmund Stoiber knows this, especially in questions of immigration, especially in the point of criminality. He looks to get a very strong state, and that's what people, what those people want.
For example, Stoiber has assailed Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's new immigration policy.
We have always deutlich gemacht eine.
The government's immigration proposal doesn't restrict and regulate immigration, it expands it, and that isn't what an immigration law should do.
Stoiber's populist policy and charismatic profile have won him supporters on a national level, and for the first time in post-war German history, it looks like Bavaria will produce a formidable candidate for the chancellorship. Stoiber leads Bavaria's fiercely independent branch of the main German conservative party, the Christian Democratic Union. In Bavaria, it's known as the Christian Social Union. But he's scoring points with national politicians like Wolfgang Bosbach, the parliamentary floor leader of the Christian Democratic Union.
Even his political opponents have to admit that Mr. Stoiber has been an extremely effective governor. He's achieved extraordinary results with the Bavarian economy and its labor market, and he wins elections with huge majorities.
And a huge majority is something that the current national conservative leader, Angela Merkel, may not be able to muster. Merkel is a lightweight compared with Stoiber, according to political scientist Peter Lusche.
Stoiber is not only more charismatic, he is much more competent. And in this regard, Stoiber is far ahead of Merkel.
Indeed, a recent poll of the Christian Democratic rank and file found that nearly two-thirds prefer Stoiber over Merkel. Merkel wants the job, but she's under pressure to step aside in favor of the CSU's Stoiber. It would be a political first in Germany. By all accounts here, Merkel is waiting for a graceful way to bow out. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.